We're in the book of Acts, teaching the book of Acts from the Greek reading and research. We're talking about Paul's experience of grace, and we're in the 22nd chapter and verse number 11. Before I do this, I want to read the first 10 verses of this. I was having so much trouble with ophthalmic migraine my last class that I didn't go back and read from the Bible, the Amplified Bible, the first 10 verses that we had done. And it's in 22 and verse 1 says, "Brethren and fathers, listen to the defense which I make in your presence." And when they heard that he had addressed them in the Hebrew language, they were all the more quiet. And he continued, "I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but reared in this city, Jerusalem. And at the feet of Gamaliel, I was educated according to the strictest care in the law of our fathers, being ardent, even a zealot for God, as all of you are today. Yes, I harassed, I troubled, I molested, I persecuted this way, the Christian way, of the Lord to the death, putting in chains and committing to prison both men and women. As the high priest and the whole council of the elders, the Sanhedrin, can testify. For from them I indeed received letters, which I was on my way to the brethren in Damascus, in order to take also those believers who were there, and bring them in chains to Jerusalem, that they might be punished. But as I was on my journey and approached Damascus, about noon, a great blaze of light flashed suddenly from heaven and shone all about me, all around me." There were no shadows this day. No shadows. "And I fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, Sheol, Sheol, why do you persecute me, harass, trouble, and molest me?' And I've replied, 'Who are you, Lord? Who are you, Adonai? Who are you, Jehovah? Who are you, King of Kings?' And he said to me, 'I am Jesus the Nazarite,'" or the Nazarene, that is, "'whom you are persecuting. Now the men who were with me saw the light, but they did not hear or understand the sound of the voice or the words. The voice who was talking to me, and so that they could not understand what was going on. And I asked, 'What shall I do, Lord?'" Now, isn't that wonderful? Isn't when somebody hears the word of truth, when somebody hears the true gospel of Jesus Christ, "What shall I do?" Wouldn't that be, "What shall I do? Right now, what shall I do?" And that's what Paul said. "And the Lord answered me, 'Get up and go to Damascus. There be told you what is destined and formed for you to do.'" Now, let's go back. That's where we left off. And here Paul is telling the rest of the story. "Hos de uk ene blepon, apotes doxas tu fotes, e kaino, kairag ga gumenos, hipo ton sinon ton moi, Elthon es Damasco. And moreover, as I saw from the glory of the light," the glory of the light. That word glory there is divine glory, so to speak. "That being led by the hand, by the agency of the ones being with me," that's the only way he's going to get to Damascus now. He's blind. He said, "I went into Damascus. Ananias, de tis aner, eulabes, kata, ton, nomon, maturomenos, hippo, tuton, ton, kaitoikon, ton, judeon." And it says, "A certain man to the name of Ananias, A devout man, eulabes, one that handled himself carefully before God. That's what the eulabes means. According to the law, this man held himself accountable to God according to the law and handled himself carefully. And this man, all those around him witnessed. Everyone dwelling around here witnessed concerning this, that this was a devout man, a man that feared God, and a man that handled himself carefully before God. 22:13, Elthon pros me kai epistos, epen moi sol, adelphe, anablepon, kago, ate, te, hura, anablepsa, eis auton. And he, having come toward me, and having stood beside me, he said, Saul, brother. Now this word adelphe, that's evocative singular masculine. That's in the case of address. Saul, brother Saul, you look up. You look up. And that in that very hour, I looked up at him and I saw him. He recovered his sight. He said, look up. And then verse number 14, ho de apan ho theos ton pateron himon pro eke risato si none to thelema alto kai edain ton diakion kai akuse phone ek to stomatos autu. And he said, the God of the fathers of us, he has previously appointed you, the God of our fathers. This was a very devout and religious man. He said, now the God of our fathers, that's Jehovah, the one that spoke to Adam in the garden. That's the one that spoke to Noah and told him to prepare an ark. That's the one that spoke to Moses. That's the one that spoke to John the Baptist and to the prophets before him. He has previously appointed you to know the will of him, to know his spiritual activating force, that word thelema there. The spiritual activating force. What makes God tick? Have you ever thought about that? What makes God do what he does? John said God is love, didn't he? You say God is love? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He also said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. He also said, he that accepts the Son and believes in the Son, that he is the flesh and blood of God, he has eternal life. He that does not believe that is the Antichrist. So many preachers today do not preach Christ and him crucified, nor the full counsel of God. People always want something that they want right now. People always want something tangible and something right before them, don't they? Yeah. What we do is we look afar off. We have long-range vision. And we look to God who has promised us a heaven above. The spiritual activating force belonging to him. And to see the just one. And to hear the voice out of the mouth of him. Hear the voice out of the mouth of him. Jesus Christ addressed Paul. And he said, Shaul, Shaul, why do you persecute me? Why do you run me down? Why do you try to destroy me? Why do you try to kill me? Why do you hound me? And Paul says, who are you, Lord? He said, Jesus of Nazareth. Verse number 15. Now, hote esse martis, auto pros pontas, anthropos hon, urakas, kai ekousos. Because you will witness to him or for him to all mankind, not just your family, not just the Jewish people, but to all mankind. Paul was going to be the apostle to the dogs, to us, Gentiles. He said, of things you have seen and you have heard. Verse number 16 now. Paul is antagonizing these Jews. Not on purpose. Paul is pleading with his heart's desire for them to be saved. He's telling them, listen, this is what happened to me. I was one time like you. But now God changed me. I love God now. I loved His Word before. I just loved being a Pharisee. I loved being the elite of the world. And now I know that I was wrong. And you were wrong, just like I was wrong. Kainin te meles, anastas, baptise kai apolusi, tas hamartias si, epikalosimenos, to onoma atu. And now? What now are you about to do? What now do you intend to do? Having risen up to be baptized. He said, allow yourselves to be baptized and wash away your sins, having invoked and called upon the name of Him. Now they're really mad. Now they're mad. A Jew would go and have him and baptize himself before he went in every year, and to the different festivals and so on and so forth, the feast of Israel. And they would go be baptized, and they would cleanse themselves. But now, Paul said, all of that's forgotten. All of my cleansing and all of my baptizing before went nothing, but now I'm going to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and my sins will be washed away by His blood, not the water. By His blood, not the water. Verse number 17 now. Egenito de moi hipo strepsante eis Jerusalem kai prosuko menu mu en to aranu geneste me en ekstase. And this happened to me, having returned to Jerusalem and praying for my very soul in the temple area to become me, I just became in ecstasy. The word ecstasy is ekstase, right there. Our word ecstasy means to just stand out of your senses, just stand back and look at yourself and look at all around you in ecstasy. Number 18 now. Kai edain auton legonto moi spuson kai exelte en toxe ex Jerusalem diote u paradoxante si maturion peri imu. And to see him saying to me, spide. That's where the word comes from, speedo. That means to go in a hurry. We got a word speed out of this one. We got a word haste. Go out quickly out of Jerusalem, because not they will receive you, your witness concerning you. Cago eton curie autoi epestante hote ego amen philakizon kai duron kata tes synagoges tus pisiontes epici. And I said, Lord, they will be caused to understand that I kept on being imprisoned. Kept on being imprisoned. And I kept on being beaten according to the synagogue, according to every synagogue, by the ones that didn't believe upon you, they beat me, and the ones believing upon you, I gave my life for. Verse number 20 now. kai hote exe konento to aima stefanu tu matiro si kai utos amen ephistos kai sina dokon kai philoson ta hematia ton ana room ton auton. And when he kept on being poured out the blood of Stephen, when Stephen's blood kept on being poured out, the witness of you, God, even myself, I kept on standing by. And I kept on consenting. And I kept on guarding the garments of the ones killing him. What a wicked man he was. Kai epein pros me paru hote ego es ethne makron ex a paros de lo si. And he said to me, you go out because unto the nations afar off, I shall send you. To the nations afar off, I shall send you. Now let's go back and read this. Paul is pouring his heart out to these people, isn't he? These are the people that he loves. Verse 11 through verse number 21 now. And since I could not see because of the dazzling, glorious intensity of the brightness of that light, I was led by the hand by those who were with me, and thus I arrived in Damascus. You know, Damascus is one of the oldest cities in the world. One of the oldest continually occupied cities in the world. And right now, it's a stronghold of Islam. They rejected God's truth. And the imposters, the haters of God, are in power, in control of that city today. All the seven churches of Asia are under the Islamic sword to this day. And then it says, and one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, well spoken of by all the Jews who resided there, he came to see me. And standing by my side, he said to me, Brother Saul, look up. Now, by the way, this is where we get the habit of calling each other brother and sister, right here. Brother Saul, look up and receive back your sight. And in that very instant, I recovered my sight, and I looked up and I saw him. And he said, the God of our forefathers, had destined and appointed you to come progressively to know his will. If progressively for yourself, you will understand it. His spiritual activating force. That is to perceive and recognize more strongly and clearly and to become better and more intimately acquainted with his will. And to see the righteous one, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and to hear a voice from his own mouth and a message from his own lips. For you will be his witness unto all men of everything that you have seen and you have heard. And now, why do you delay? Why do you delay? Now, Paul is talking to these Jewish people, and he might say to them, why are you delaying? Why aren't you believing? Why aren't you shouting? Why aren't you dropping to your knees with tears flowing down your cheeks and off the ends of your beard? And now why do you delay? Rise and be baptized by calling upon his name and wash away your sins. And then when I had come back to Jerusalem, I was praying in the temple enclosure. And I fell into an ecstasy, a trance. I kept on falling into this trance. And I saw him as he said to me, hurry and get quickly out of Jerusalem because they will not receive your testimony about me. Leave. Now, Paul, by his own testimony and by his own experience of grace, is telling his brother Jews, This is what happened to me, and God told me, you're going to reject me. That you will not hear His word, that you will not believe. And I said, Lord, they themselves will know that throughout all the synagogues I cast into prison and flogged those who believed and adhered to and trusted in and relied on you. And when the blood of your martyr witness Stephen was shed, I also was personally standing by and consenting and approving and guarding the garments of those who slew him. Now, some of these people here were there. And they're getting mad. They're becoming angry. You know, when you preach the Word of God, either people cry and repent or they become angry and they want to fight and they want to kill. And the Lord said to me, go, for I will send you away unto the Gentiles, unto the Gentile nations. Whew. That's bad news for those people. Paul said, you won't believe. And God's going to send me to the dogs because they will believe. And up to that moment, Paul made his last statement. The people listened to him, but now they raised their voices and shouted, away with such a fellow from the earth. He is not fit to live. He's not fit to live. Why? Because they did not want to hear the word of God. They did not want to repent. They did not want to admit that they were part of that terrible, devilish plan that they brought upon Stephen, a messenger of God. And Stephen looked in the heavens, and the heavens opened up, and he said, and he saw at the right hand of God the glory of Jesus. We have to make a decision in our lives whether we're going to follow the Lord or follow the world the same way. Many people are very religious. Catholics are very religious, and Catholicism will take you to hell. Many people are very religious in the Joseph Smith cult, the Mormonism. But Joseph Smith is taking them to hell. Many people are very religious in the Jehovah's Witness. And they even use the name of Jehovah. They're Jehovah's Witnesses. No, they're Jehovah Antichrist. And it's taking them to hell. Many of the false religions in the world, they don't want to see the cross of Jesus Christ. They don't want to repent of their sins. They don't want to trust in Him. They won't want to follow Him with their lives. If you're out there religious and don't have Christ, you need to ask the Lord to save your soul. You need to believe in Him. You need to believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Nothing in this world is for you today. If we have enough clothes on our back and enough shelter over our head, enough food to eat, we need to be thankful for that, don't we? All the rest is just extra. Father, I send this message out to honor and glorify You. I pray if there's one out there that doesn't know You, that they will leave the world behind and follow You. Father, please forgive me where I fail You. And use this message to do Your will throughout the world. In Jesus' name we pray.